Welcome back, guys. How is everyone? How are you, Sophie?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. Everyone who's new to here, my name is Simon. I'm the owner of Reptile Discoveries. I found Reptile Discoveries back in 2001. I'll pause there because I looked at Sophie because she knows I always say 2001 instead of 2021. So...
yeah.
You finally got it right.
Yeah, I don't know why I say that, but I just do. We're going to start talking about Blue. He's not a reptile, he's a dog, for people who don't know. He's been a nightmare this week for you.
Yeah, he has. I seem to have the contents of teddies and cushions in every room of my house, even in the garden. It's just everywhere.
When
it was actually a cushion that I paid like £10 for as well. He's getting hold of, ripped it to pieces, and there's just stuff in everywhere. So I need to get that tidied up today.
Yeah, guys, when Sophie says around the house, it is like someone's gone in and burgled the house with how the dog's been. He's been destructive badly.
Yeah, you could say that. At the minute, you wouldn't think anything because he's just laid on the bed chilling. But no, it's everywhere. So, happy days.
Yeah, that's a quick update for you guys. Next week, we're going to talk a lot more about Blue. How big he is, how old he is, and stuff like that. Because we haven't really talked about Blue. I thought I'd give a quick update this week. And next week, we're going to spend about 10, 20 minutes, something like that, talking a lot more about Blue, the in-depths, the breed he is, and everything like that. So that's a quick update for you guys. He's been destructive and everything else this week. All fun for Sophie.
Yeah, you could say that.
Right, I'm going to start talking about on this podcast, guys, now, about tarantulas. As quite a few know, that's been following me, I've got my bird-eating spider out first time in a year since I've had him. I did ask Sophie if she fancied holding him.
I'm good, thank you.
I think I have asked over 50 people, and about 2 people out of that 50 said yes to that, which I was quite amazed. I thought it'd be more people than that, but 2 out of that, I'm quite shocked about. This spider,
my idea of fun.
I have to admit, yes, I do have to admit, I was on the phone to you at the time and I was worried. It's not the venom I was worried about if it was going to bite me. It was more the bite. But that spider was so chilled out, I was really shocked. But then when I got my scorpion out, I was thinking of the worst, and he was just chilled. So. But.
Well, that's cool.
But because I've seen him run, I know how quickly these things run. But I'm very lucky that day. One day I could be, but I wasn't being too cocky. That's when it gets people, when people get too cocky on these things.
Well, that's true.
Guys, if you're interested in having a tarantula, I wouldn't have, for being a novice, a bird eating spider. I would think about a Mexican red knee, a curly hair, which Sophie has held. I think you have held my Mexican red knee, haven't you?
I have, yeah.
I can't remember the other ones. There's quite a few out there for beginner spiders where they're not aggressive. What you feed them, I feed mine once or twice a week for the slings. If you don't know what slings are babies. When they get more mature, you feed them once every 2 weeks. If they molt, You feed them, people feed them like a couple hours after, 24 hours, 48 hours. It's completely up to you, but I would leave it 24 hours for the fangs to harden. Some people like to leave it 48 hours. When you do that, when you feed them when they're molted, I would throw in a little bit extra food than you normally would. Say you normally throw in one cricket, I'd throw in three because they'll be so hungry. Mealworms, you can feed spiders pretty much anything. My bird eating spider, I want to start every now and then little pinky mice, baby mice, see where he goes, because he's getting quite big now and he's fattening up a lot more, so that's going to be fun. Even though all my animals, well, pretty much all of them except from snakes, are on cockroaches, superworms, mealworms, what else have I? Oh, and obviously for my cleanup crew, which some of them will eat, sadly, lucky I breed them, my isopods, as I was talking about in my couple weeks ago in my podcast. Cleaning out tranchers, they're really easy, unless they're really stinking, you clean them out, but a lot of people leave it 6 to 7 months to clean them out, which is ideal, easy pet to look after. Like I said, if they're really stinking, clean them out, make sure they ain't got that. Obviously once they've eaten, the next day take the food out so it don't mold. If you get mold in there, you have to clean the whole tank out and it's not worth it. Just clean it out, then there's no bad bacteria and everything in there what's gonna wipe or kill the spider out. I was feeding my baby tranchers yesterday and I got off bad feeding. I'm gonna check them out next week, make sure they're eating and that, but I need to get a little, my little tweezers, and check up on quite a few of them because I think a lot of them have passed away. I was expecting a couple, but hopefully they haven't, because it'd be quite sad. But
I think that's the risk you take, though, isn't it?
Yeah, when you buy slings, that's a massive risk. But hopefully most of them be there. I'm not going to say all, because most probably a couple of them have died. I will need to put in new bedding in that for them. Lucky enough, I've got some anyway. Cocoa fibre and all that. So I'll do all that. Guys, what I'm going to do as well, I'll talk about it in a minute. Obviously, you know, guys know that I'm moving. There'd be 2 weeks left for that. Once I have...
I think it's something like that, yeah.
Yeah, what I'm gonna do is with my bird eating spider, I want to get LED lights up in there once he's out. His floor, and I want to make even higher, stick some little hideouts in there for him, look more. And what I want to do is get leaf litter in there so I can stick some of my isopods in there, a cleanup crew. I have got some springtails somewhere, which I do want to start breeding more of them. They're quite easy to breed, guys. And yeah, that's all my little cleaning crew going. I want to do the same with my other animals as well. I have a cleanup crews in there, so it's less work for me to do. Having all these animals, guys, you can imagine how hard work it is constantly doing. Having bioactive tanks, you don't need to do as much. I have been thinking about getting other animals, but not just yet. One animal I do really want is a boa constrictor. All I need is a 6 foot tank for that, and I'm good as gold for that. But I'm not getting anything. I've decided I'm not getting no more animals until next year, because I need to work up prices and everything for electric once I've moved.
Yeah, I was going to say electric, you're going to have to see how much it's all going to be and stuff, and then record from there before you decide what you're doing.
Yeah, definitely. Guys, if you're wondering, like, why is he waiting for seeing how much is for it, I'll give you a bit of backstory to make it clearer for you guys. Where I'm living in a shared house, so all my animals are in my room, so, and all my bills are included. That's why I don't know what my electric prices are, which is going to be fun times, hopefully.
At the minute, I'm only paying £71 for electric. So I don't know how much it's going to go up by, but it'll be fine.
Yeah, I reckon about our first month we probably struggle a bit. Month or two, but then we'd be fine.
Yeah.
Moving on, guys. So yes, that's how I got Reptile Discoveries up and going, by a shared house or shared room. But now I just want to expand a lot more, and I can't do it here. So yes, moving forward anyway now, guys. Springtails, like I said, I do want to breed a lot more of them and probably sell on eBay. I'm not too sure yet. If I get too many, I will definitely will. Same with size pods and leaves, which I need for litter on the floor. Need a lot of them for them to all hide in, eat the rubbish and stuff like that. So I've got my work cut out, and obviously what with my moss, which I have been trying to breed, if you call it breeding, that's going horribly wrong, big time. Guys, it is harder than I thought, trying to make my own moss, reading it. I had it in a window, like I said, then it started dying, so I took the lids off, made sure it was wet, and it's gone all hard and that. I've just sprayed it down, and hopefully I'll get something out of it. If not, I'm going to carry on doing it for the next couple months, then I have to go back to the drawing board with it, even if I have to buy something and do it again myself.
Yeah.
But I think it would look really good with the geckos, the spiders, and obviously the snakes. It's just trying to find a way of keeping it alive more. It's quite hard at the moment, but I will figure it out. I just need to look into it, research it a lot more. I thought I did, but I think I need a bit more time. It's
I'll definitely hold like Diana again or something, but not Aragog, no.
Aragog, he's not that bad. I do want to do a live show Halloween, getting Aragog out, showing you guys how big he actually is. That I'll be going live on all of my social medias. Now, when I go live for this on all of my social medias, when I say all of my social medias, it's not just where I use StreamYard. That can go to Facebook. I have to remember now. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Twitch. I think there's one more. But then I need to use my spare phones for Instagram and TikTok, and there's probably one more that I use as well out there. I've got so many social media, guys, it's unreal. Plus, while I'm doing all this, I'm gonna pre-record it to upload to here as well. So I'm doing a lot of things in one hit. I'm gonna be so nervous, because I think I need Sophie's help with this, reading the comments. I don't think Sophie's going to be in the room for this, so this is going to be interesting. So I might have Sophie...
I will be, as long as you don't pop more spiders upon me.
No, I wouldn't. All I was going to say is Sophie would probably be downstairs or something while she's on the screen so she can read out comments and everything like that. I'm going to be so nervous on this. It's going to be unreal, but it's going to be fun. I've been thinking about it quite a lot lately. I don't think about it too much because I want to get over one hurdle at the time. But yeah, this is going to be fun.
You'll be fine.
She says that until I get bitten and get rushed to hospital. No, I won't go to hospital, guys. Unless I'm allergic to the venom. We soon find out.
wear your gloves and you should be fine.
Yeah. I might not wear them next time. I might. Depends. Yeah, guys. Plus getting him out. I'm getting another spider out. He's an aggressive little thing. I've never had him out. But for Halloween, I'm getting him out because a friend of mine from America, Charles, he's asked to be there for when I get him out. So that's what I'm going to do. Do it all Halloween. Plus, I want Aragog out anyway for Halloween so I can scare the kids or whoever knocks at the door. Whoop, whoop. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, like I said, if it's Diana, fine. Any others? Nah, I'm good.
Nah, I'd do it. It'd be really fun. Could you imagine it? All the kids running off. I reckon it'd be more the parents than anything. Could you imagine parents' faces? They'd be like, oh, I don't want to go to that house.
Yeah, I know my parents wouldn't.
Oh yeah, I know, because I sent a picture to your dad and he went, hell no. Rather you than me.
We're all the same boat.
100%. That's going to be funny if they come to visit you.
Well, I know at least one parent wouldn't.
100%. Yes, guys, so that's what I'm planning on doing for Halloween. I'll be looking forward to it. I think I'm going to struggle more on the reading the comments while I'm trying to deal with certain things. So if I've got Sophie there reading the comments out once every couple minutes, we do a couple comments, then that should be fine.
Yeah, I'm alright reading comments and stuff.
Yeah. So guys, I'm going to wrap this up for now. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. If you're not already, go and follow us on all social medias. We're on every platform going. I appreciate it all. And I will see you next week. It's bye from me and bye from Sophie.
Yep, take care everybody.
Keep discovering.